Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. See, we have some people in the chat room already. All right. Well, welcome to our show, and we're going to be discussing what's happened in the last week of Days of Our Lives and what hasn't happened in the last week. As I said, the happenings and non-happenings of the show. Now we have Mary Ann here.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. And I believe Save Jack and Jen is going to be calling in and joining us here in a minute, and we may have Madeline for... may come in later, as usual. She's on Hawaii time, so
never
anyway,
know who's going to show up.
You never know.
Show,
we
huh?
never know.
Who knows? Maybe
okay,
a surprise guest someday. Who knows?
There you go.
There you go.
Never think of a surprise.
Oh, let's keep them.
Huh? All
right. Yeah. Never right. know.
We have SJ on the phone. Hello, SJ. Save Jack.
Maybe not.
Hello? Are you
maybe
there?
Maybe someone else.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you go. Okay, now I can
there
hear
you. There you go.
All right.
There you
well,
go.
Welcome. This is Save, well, I guess, are we calling you SJ for short for Save Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
All right. Well, good. Well, we're glad you could join us tonight. Like I said, the Divas... wasn't able to make it tonight, and so as part of my plot to take over the world, I'm starting with the Blog Talk Radio Show. So I'll be hosting, and then Marianne's here, and then Save Jack, and if anyone else would like to call in and join us, we'd love to hear from you. Well, we've got some people in the chat room that are already talking to each other, so great. So who wants to start? Does anyone have anything pressing on their mind? Is there anything pressing from this last week that you want to talk about first?
Well, I was just on Twitter, and I just saw, well, not talking about the what's going on now, but what the relaunch show in September, Daytime Rory posted some spoiler tidbits. Which is a couple, they posted like five different things. The first thing they said that they're going to, that Ross Matthews is going to be coming back onto the show as Chris, so I don't know.
Oh, I love him.
Whether he's going to be Kate's assistant or not, but I know that he was before, so he's going to be coming on. Yeah, and then they said on September 23rd, they're going to do 9 flashbacks, and they're just going to be using 9 characters on Friday before. And they said, And then on the 26th, something, they kind of just gave it away always. So I'm thinking that was the song Alice and Tom, that Alice that Tom always sang to Alice. So I'm kind of thinking that has to do with the whole Horton, dedication and stuff. And then they said on the 27th, there's going to be like 36 regular characters, I guess, all in all in that show with extras and dancers. They said dancers, so I don't know what that
means. Dancers?
Dancers. It said 2 dancers, 23 extras, 36 principal character, something that there are going to be 67 characters in all on that day. So I don't know.
Wow.
Or 67 actors, I guess. Yeah, so I don't know.
But
that was just
only,
a little bit of tidbits that they gave.
But the only one Save Jack cares about is... No, I'm giving you an opening now.
Who does she care about?
All I care about.
Yeah.
No, No, I'm a fan of the show, too, but I kind of tend to concentrate on Jack and sometimes Jack and Jennifer.
Sometimes Jack and Jennifer.
Only when Jennifer's not with skanky men like Daniel or Taniel or whatever we're calling them these days.
Oh, yeah, they were on this past week. Oh, that was like, whoa.
I fast-forwarded through all their stuff.
Yeah, they went on their little picnic or whatever. This on Friday.
Really? I didn't even see that. Oh.
Yeah.
How'd you like that, Save Jack?
Did you see that?
No,
you didn't see that. No, okay.
You enjoyed it in fast forward motion?
Like I said before, when when Jennifer said that she loved Daniel, I said that she'd get into Carly's drugs. She had to have gotten into, I think she found Carly's drugs.
I love
drugs.
That line.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Carly, though, not to change the subject from my favorite characters, but speaking of Carly, what about the new Nicholas? Didn't he debut yesterday? And, you know, he went, you know, back in time.
He did.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So he's
not
going to
remember. He's not going to remember being in love with Kate, that's for sure.
No. Ugh. He's probably the same age as, like, probably
Sonny
Chad,
and those
maybe.
Guys. Yeah.
Chad and those guys,
probably.
Like early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not
well,
a bad. I don't know who the actor is. And
what was
not
up
a bad
with
looking
Sonny
guy.
being there when Chad got shot? Like, it was kind of funny that he was just there. Like, it's like, oh, okay, Sonny's there. Great.
Yeah, I don't know how he ended up there.
I thought that was kind of odd. Were they chem testing Sonny and Chad?
Oh, they were at the pub together. I think they just, did they run in at the Brady pub together? Or they just happened to be there at the same time, or they kind of were talking? And I think they were just walking back together. I think they were trying to make peace or something. They were discussing the problem between Victor and Stefano.
Okay.
And I think they were just, you know, just walking.
Okay.
He was just walking with him and, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that was good. Oh, and another observation observation of that is, we saw Chad with his shirt off, you know, because he got shot.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad, you know, for a young guy, okay, didn't do anything for me, did a little too young for me, but he is looking good.
We saw
him, I don't know how many times, but then we had Mr. James Scott, EJ, with a bloody shirt. He had the damn bloody shirt on for the whole two episodes, and he's, you know, and then he finally takes the shirt off and changes it off screen. We didn't even see him take his shirt off to change his shirt. I mean,
Days of our lives.
He needs to change that bloody shirt. Like, why didn't you show James' chest? I mean, come on, people. You know, you say, wait, geez.
I think he has a morality clause.
I kept waiting for him to, like, rip off. I mean, it was all blood on the front. I kept looking at that blood on the front of his shirt. It's like, EJ, take your shirt off. Change into another shirt. Well, yeah, he comes into the Demir downstairs, and he's buttoning them, and he's putting on a purple shirt instead of the pink shirt. And they're, how come we didn't get to see that? So that's my complaint. So, okay, that was my rant for the show.
Hey, no one can say we're superficial. I love it. And I did enjoy it.
Well, right now, that's the only thing going, you know. Between the drugs and the whores on the show, it's like disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, what the heck? I think
Dina
Higley got it. I think she got into some of Carly's drugs.
I'm so glad they're going to wrap that up and just stop that. I'm like, wow. I don't know how far they're going to take that.
I pretty much fast-forward through. I mean, even though I'll give it to Crystal Chappelle. She did a good job in her scenes and everything.
Yeah, she did. I fast-forwarded
through all of those, too, you know, pretty much. A few of them I caught, but I just,
you
know, I'm not
on
invested.
Friday?
Yeah. I'm not invested in the character, and I'm not, you know. We know she's leaving, yada, yada, yada. So.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you, SJ?
What about me, Wes?
You watch any of the Carly stuff?
Carly. Did you see her on Friday?
No. The most interesting part of the whole rehab stint for me is one of my Jack and Jennifer friends pointed out that the rehab center kind of looked like The Spectator. So we were excited.
Oh, there you go.
maybe that'll be The Spectator in a few months.
They pulled that. They dusted that set off. Is that what you're saying? I love it. That's great.
Oh, okay. I didn't even notice that. All right.
Did the new counselor or what's her name? Penny, or is her last name Penny? Who's going to be the counselor?
Sydney Penny.
Yeah. Did she debut
Sydney
yet?
Penny.
Or?
I don't think I saw her. She's darker. I think I know what she looks like. I don't think she's been on like a. They checked her in, and she was just going crazy. I mean, she did a pretty good job on Friday. I mean, she was, like, right in the middle. Like, Like, and they had, like,
I might watch
a camera on her.
Yeah, since Sydney Penney's in the same, I guess, coming up, I might actually watch them just because I've loved her since she was a little kid. But, you know, Thornbirds, you know, okay, I'm dating myself.
Thornbirds,
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, I remember that miniseries, huh?
So I love the Victor and Maggie scenes, like, even though she was, like, unconscious during most of them.
He was so
it's
cute.
It's really sweet. I know. I'm so sweet to see Victor. And he's, like, when she's, like, breathing on her own and everything, it was so cute. I don't know. They're adorable.
Yeah.
I loved Hope's scenes, thinking about, like, she was going to have to. But there again, Lexi, I tell you, all the good people, she's ready to let them die, like, right away. I mean, like, it's like, well, she signed this piece of paper. Hope you're going to have to go in and pull the plug. Sorry.
Yeah, boy,
she's like, wait a minute. We can do something legally to stop this. You know, it'll tie things up for a while. And Lexi's like, nope, here you go. Here, Hope, here's the plug. Unplug it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lexi just gives up on the good people way too quickly. It's almost like she's a mirror of plant or something.
Yeah,
you know?
She gave up on her own brother too fast, too.
I know. That's for sure. We didn't even get enough bare-chested pictures of him before she let him go.
Yeah, she didn't even try to revive him. I mean, come on.
I know. I mean, heck. He has a sister, but wouldn't you have tried to revive him? That was a rhetorical question.
I would have. Yeah.
Who here could do mouth-to-mouth? Me!
Me.
So.
And CPR, too. Yeah.
So, Save Jack, do you have any observations on that part?
I thought it was odd that there weren't any other family members at the hospital when Hope was making this decision, right? Jennifer wasn't there or anyone else. They were just,
Abby. Abby was in another room there. They could have pulled her in.
Yeah. Doug and Jolie, or at least Jolie.
Doug and Jolie or anybody. I mean, Hope was just going to make this decision by herself to pull the plug
Hope have? Power of attorney. She couldn't have power. What did they say she had? Power of attorney?
What?
No, because Maggie's
DNR.
DNR. Well, Maggie had a DNR. Yeah. But she must have been in charge of any kind of family thing. They're like, oh, okay. So Maggie put her in charge? No. They could come. So stupid.
Hmm.
So convenient.
Well, maybe she did because you thought maybe Hope would actually fight for her or something. I don't know.
I thought that was odd. That, you know, there wasn't any family members. I mean, seems like they would have got all the characters there to stand vigil and, you know, make the decision.
Yeah.
That would have been a little bit more dramatic, you know, to pull fans in. But no, Hope was just like, well, I don't know, should I do this or not?
I mean, it's not like they said you immediately have to pull the plug. I mean, they could have stalled. I mean, this is a town where anyone can get their way to do anything illegal that they possibly want, and they're going to bend over backwards to follow the do not resuscitate order, like, within 30 seconds of finding out there is one. I mean, you can tell it was all for the plot, you know, the plot, because it didn't make any sense otherwise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really only have one hospital bed, but apparently they had to pull another one out of storage when Chad got shot. So they had to get Maggie out of that hospital just in case somebody else got shot or something.
At least they're all using their own phones now, and they don't have a community phone. I mean, you know, I'm certainly hoping that they change the sheets on that one bed, but, you know, who's to say? I don't know. But, they used to have the community phone. It's like and the community laptop. Remember that? It's like somebody would have a laptop, and in the next scene, the same person would have, or a different person would have that same laptop, and they were on the other side of town, you know, and the same community phone, and...
And don't you like how everybody has everybody's number, even the enemies? Even people they can't stand each other have their cell phone numbers. Like, okay.
I like to think they're also friends with each other on Facebook, too. And maybe they write on each other's walls, like Brady writes, hey, EJ, I want you to leave Nicole alone. You know, and then Nicole comes on and likes it. I don't know.
And then, like, who would be the one... Who would be the one to to write the passive-aggressive statements that mean something to somebody, but nobody knows who it is except for the person they want to send the message to. You know, like somebody will put in their status something, and you're like, you know, like, I hate everybody or something, you know, and it's like, okay, everybody's going, does she mean me? Or, you know, who would be that character that would do that kind of stuff on that show? I'm trying to think. I don't know. But anyway, who knows? But yeah, that would actually be a really entertaining idea to do something like that. Like, they should have that on one of the sites. Like, you know, have different people playing Brady and all that. You know, so
yeah,
I just keep wanting somebody to mention Twitter. I wish
or even Twitter.
What was
did
that?
Somebody did they mention like Twitter? Because most of them are on Twitter, but they. Yeah, that would be like some of the characters being on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah.
Did they mention that? I thought they mentioned something one time. Yeah.
Wasn't there something about Chloe being on Twitter once or something? I think I saw.
Oh.
I didn't actually watch that, but that maybe Chloe mentioned Twitter or something.
Oh, that's funny. At whore. At whore.
At whore.
At
ho. Well, she rescued Kennedy on Friday. So I don't know, but isn't Kinsey supposed to get beat up or something? Yeah, I don't know. She did on Friday. I don't know.
So who do you think the hooker beater is?
I heard it's D.A.
Well,
Wood.
Yeah,
you heard it too?
That's what
that makes sense.
That's what I read.
Who?
Joe Isuzu, Charlie from Indianapolis.
Oh,
D.A.
Okay.
Woods. D.A.
Oh,
Attorney
yeah,
Woods,
okay.
Chad's dad, because
okay.
his wife was
gotcha.
One. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then somebody else said it was
someone said
be,
Roman
a...
because he's putting the hold on. He doesn't want anybody to invest. I don't know what his problem is. He's got to stick up his ass. I don't know. Roman.
Oh.
He doesn't want any them investigating because they're below their budget or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe somebody's wearing a Roman mask again. I don't know. Committing crimes. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's the storyline Roman's going to get. Maybe he's a serial killer. Who knows?
Maybe he's yeah. They made Marlena one, so maybe it's Roman's turn now.
Oh Lord!
Yeah.
Give him a story. Give him a story, then you know. Whatever.
As long as everybody doesn't end up on an island somewhere that's an exact replica of Salem, I'm okay.
They're all alone.
Well, I do. I would be remiss if I did not mention the hot state kiss on Monday. That was nice. Like when Stefano found out that he thought he'd lost Chad. He turns around and grabs Kate and gives her one. I was like, oh, yeah, we need a little more of that, I think.
Yeah. So. Oh, and he had some EJ and Kate scenes, too.
Yeah.
He was kind of giving her the little grin and the little eye.
James and Lauren like to play that up. They do that on purpose.
I kind of got it from him. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. Because they, you know, but early on when he first came on, they were business partners,
right.
And of course they were doing it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, the characters. You know, and so they
really?
Always had a very they had a witty repartee about the, you know, the whole.
Oh
you
yeah,
know,
they were
sex
hot
on
together.
The, sex on the desk type stuff. So yeah, they have a great chemistry together. Even, you know, even some jammies, I think, would have to agree that they have a fun chemistry together. It's not, you know, it's sort of mature and sarcastic and all that, but, you know, it's fun. I like it. So, but yeah, I was happy with the Stefano kiss, Stefano and Kate kiss. I just wish we'd see a little bit more of them together. We saw some this week of them together because of Chad being shot and stuff. But let's see. Couldn't give a... crap about Taylor. In fact, I think I fast-forwarded most of her scenes.
Well, get this.
And
she was a whore, too.
I heard about that. Well, I didn't see that, but I heard about it. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well,
Quinn
started. She saw Quinn in there. I guess she ran into him in the Brady pub, and then they started talking, and he says, well, you know, you did that, too, or something. And so it kind of came out that she was that, like, way in the back, you know. She said she was just a scared little girl and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
She got into
blah.
It that way, yeah. Just like Nicole, you know, was scared, too.
So Quinn,
you know, when her
so
dad
Quinn
was,
is, coincidentally, Quinn moved
porno
into a town where half the women in town have been on his staff at one time or another.
Really? It's like how many more women in Salem were going to come out as being call girls at one time or another?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, well, I think he's pretty hot. I got to admit
he's
hot.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Oh, he is hot. He is.
You've got to wonder what Nina Higley thinks about when, I mean, she's turned just about every woman in Salem into a prostitute or a moron. I mean,
she's a misogynist.
Or yeah, but,
I mean, you know, but don't be hating on your own gender, lady. What's up with that?
Right.
Yeah. Well, she did not know romance at all.
Anyone is sending Jennifer and Daniel on a picnic sure as heck doesn't know. Well, remember early on, like maybe you know, 3 or 4 months ago, Taylor and EJ were having their, you know, picnic in the park or whatever, the forest or whatever it was. And I'm just like, you know, you don't get it, people. Romance doesn't mean you throw a blanket on the ground, get some champagne and call it a picnic. You know, it's a build-up, like a Stefano and Kate or a Victor and Maggie, where it's a slow burn, you know.
Well, I have to admit those four right.
Yeah, and it's,
you
like,
know.
It's great. Like, why can't they do that for the rest of the cast? That's what I'd like to know.
For a change,
this show really got the more mature couples, really got those right. Made them interesting, and of course the actors, you know, amazing.
It could
be
the actors more than the writers.
Yeah, that's very true.
Sorry, I think.
I did kind of enjoy speaking of Quinn.
I always give the actors more credit.
Seeing Vivian wig out over his betrayal. I don't know. What else did you, Marianne? You said you saw some other. Spoilers coming up. Was there Sammy in there somewhere or something?
We had the Sammy and Rafer back on. They hadn't been on for a while, and I frankly didn't miss them. But anyway, they're on there. They're, you know, the sugary. She said she hadn't been feeling good. My stomach's queasy. It's just you know, the last time I felt like this, I was pregnant with Sydney. Oh, you're pregnant. Yeah. We'll go take a test. So we go take a test, and it comes out positive. But they want to really make sure that it's right, so he takes her to the hospital, and they're going to do blood work on her. So Lexi rushed the blood work, and right at the end, Maxine says, Lexi wants to see you. There's a problem. And that was it. So I had heard that it's not going to be a baby, because supposedly it'll be cancer.
Yeah,
she already has cancer.
Jimmy has cancer. Yeah.
She already has cancer, and his name's Rafe, but that's just my opinion.
That's so true.
I wonder why they're throwing that out as a way to. I'm kind of curious because this is obviously in the rewrite era now. We've started the rewrite, 17 episodes.
Have we
of rewrite.
Hit them? Was yesterday?
I think so because they said they were starting.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, they were starting August 19th with the setting up for the new changes and everything, and I don't know. There were 17 episodes, from what I understand, that were rewritten to some degree, but of course that doesn't get us to the end of September, so I don't know. I don't know like what episodes and all that, you know.
Right.
But
that's about 3 weeks. Yeah.
Wiki days, you should know that answer.
I will get on that, and I will report back to you as soon as I have an answer.
Excellent. Thank you. So what do you think of in the promo for September? What do you think of Matthew's long hair?
What I figure is they told him that he was going to be kidnapped or something. And so he...
Right.
He had a beard when he did Anthony and Cleopatra back in April, and then you know in May he came out on his Facebook page, and which by the way did come back this week. They put it back out there, so anyone
what happened? What was the behind the scenes on that?
I don't know. We figure apparently maybe he shouldn't have said something or
shouldn't have spoiled it.
I don't know, but. Yeah.
I'm coming back. Oops.
Like we didn't
I'm
know.
I'm coming back.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't know. So obvious.
But anyway, so he thought he was coming back in May, at the end of May to film, and then with all the stuff that happened, they put off Jack's return, and so I guess he just let his hair and beard grow until he got back.
Okay.
But there was an interview with Melissa Reeves this week. There were several that came out. And in one of them, she did state that Jack's been kidnapped. Apparently,
okay.
He comes back, he falls in the cake, whatever. Jennifer doesn't want anything to do with him, doesn't want to listen to him until she finds out what really happened to him. I don't know if he really did go on a walkabout and got kidnapped, or if he went to investigate a story and got kidnapped, who kidnapped him, where he's been, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Jack is innocent. As I've been preaching for months, Jack is innocent.
Of course.
He was kidnapped that kept him away, which they had to do that. Because when you think about it, they have to, they're going with the triangle. So they have to, Jennifer has to be torn if they're going that way. But if Jack had really went on this walkabout, not cared about his family, had not wanted to come back to Jennifer when she was near death, you know, sent haikus and, you know, emails that have no thought in them, then how could they, how could Jennifer even, you know, make a choice there? So they have to redeem Jack. And so yes, you know, he has been kidnapped. But I'm looking forward to it. There was another article that came out by Marlene, interview with the writers. I think it came out yesterday. Which, by the way, today is Marlene Dixie's birthday. Happy birthday! Shout out!
Oh.
Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
The writer? Oh, wow!
Yeah, on Twitter, wished her happy birthday. Yeah.
So anyway,
that's cool.
But anyway, she said that that they're bringing back the Jack that most of the fans know, and so it's going to be the comic relief. It's not going to be. It's not going to be the gray Jack of, you know, the Kayla Steve days. In what she said that they were writing for the show when Jack and Jennifer got married in '91. I guess. So I guess it's going to be more of a '91-ish Jack. Hopefully it's not the 2001 tripping, falling, bumbling, a clown Jack that they wrote like 2001.
Right.
But
they were
so,
gone by that time. I don't think they were on Days. I don't think they were writing for Days at that point.
Right. So a lot of the people that are a little upset that it does appear that Jack is going to be trying to convince Jennifer again to take him back. I personally would rather see Jennifer coming, you know, trying to get Jack back the way it was back, you know, at the beginning. I believe that Jennifer chasing Jack is the formula that works, but I have an open mind with it. I am just happy that the couple is going to be back on the screen together.
Yes.
I'm going to give the writers the benefit of the doubt and see where they go with it.
Good.
I'm not happy about the whole triangle thing, but honestly, do we really expect Jack to come back and Jennifer to just throw Daniel off
Dump
the
Daniel.
Pier and get back with him?
That just adds angst to, that just creates angst for the couple we know is endgame. They better be endgame. And thank goodness we're going to have some comic relief. I mean, just seeing that one scene in that 1 second of that promo, seeing him jump out like that, I was like, oh my gosh, like an old family friend is back, and it's like,
and
he always,
and
he does comedy so well.
It made me laugh.
Right. I mean, a lot of people were upset that, oh, the first time we see Jack, he's a buffoon, he falls on a cake. Okay, listen, and I know this is probably going to be unpopular with some people that are listening, but like it or not, Jack and Jennifer are known as a little bit of comic relief. I mean, they've got their romance, and they're an awesome couple, and Matt and Missy have chemistry. But when you think about Jack and Jennifer, you think about comedy. It's just the way it is.
Right, you do.
Days need that.
When I first came back to Days, and I was thinking back to Jack and Jennifer, you know, I immediately thought of not just only comedy, but definitely, you know, definitely that was a main draw for me. And, you know, this show needs more of that. When you think back on it, you know, Tony and Anna, when they came back in 07, You know, Anna had a lot of a lot of comic relief function. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I enjoyed their
sparring. I enjoyed Tony and Anna's sparring when they were, they have two competing companies or something?
Yeah, well, and then before that, when he first
they
came back,
together.
You know, she's on the plane with John and Marlena, and she shows up with, like, 14 bags and all, and John's, like, rolling his eyes and stuff. But they had a lot of witty repartee on that in that deal, too. And then when Tony comes back with her, and, I mean, even the whole, like, you know, doing the whole thing, like, no spas, no mascara, you know, that whole
line. Advertising agency
did,
thing when they
like,
were rivals.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, you know, they had that great mix of drama, comedy, and romance. I mean,
romance.
So, and I think that Jennifer and Jack, for a lot of people, have that as well. So, I'm looking forward to the ride. I'm looking forward to I'm glad they're bringing him back. That shows you that they are trying to listen to the fans.
Right.
And present company.
Not all
included.
Fans, but.
There are a few characters.
The majority
I'm not
of them.
Thrilled about coming. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I could live without Marlena coming back, and I know a lot of people are excited about that, but you know, she's not. You know, the Marlena of the early '80s, late '70s, early '80s. That's my Marlena, the one that I return to when I start watching the show again, was unrecognizable to me. So, frankly, I'm not looking that forward. But I think it'll be neat from a you know, fan perspective to see all those people together in a, you know, on screen together. That's going to be pretty awesome. Even if some of them aren't our favorites and, others is their favorites, I think it'll still be great. And it'd be better if Tony and Anna were there. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if Tony's alive and he shows up?
Still hoping.
Now, that would be great.
I'm hoping. But then I also realized I know what it was like to get them back in 07, and that was great. And it's I'm happy for, like, Jack coming back and for John and Marlena, and there's Carrie and Austin fans, and I'm not a fan of Carrie and Austin, but I understand how their fans feel. And every so often, a fan base gets what they want, and it's, you know, can't all have it at the same time. But so now it's their turn. So, yeah. So, but I'm still hoping for somehow Tony to be alive somewhere. We know he is. You know, we just got to convince the writers that he is.
Maybe we can hope for that to be the next story arc. When we get through the transition and the big, you know,
returns,
and then maybe like around, Christmas, February,
Great Christmas present.
Sure would.
Right.
December,
and he has a nice package. We know he has a nice package, so Christmas would be a great time for him.
Perfect package.
That is, it's exciting waiting for September. With each little thing that is released or, you know, hinted at or rumored or spoiled, with the pictures coming out and the interviews where, you know, at first the actors were very tight-lipped, and now as we get closer, they're starting to say a little bit more, and you're learning more about what's going to happen. And it's actually refreshing to be able to look forward to something associated with Days of Our Lives because it's been such a long time since I actually enjoyed watching the show. In fact, after Jack and Jennifer left in 2006, I watched it. It wasn't anything that I had to watch. I kept up with it by reading, spoilers and reading online summaries and stuff like that. But now I'm actually excited to be able to look forward to getting home to be able to watch a DVR episode as opposed
Because, like, that's the same with me. I'm a fan of the show, and even though Tony's not on, I still watch it because I'm also a fan of other characters Jack and Jennifer and like Bo and Hope. I mean, I like the majority of the characters, So I'm basically a fan of the show, and I've watched it for so long that I still want to see it continue.
But,
I don't like enjoying it as much. You know, I really enjoy it if Tony was on and Anna, but I still like other characters.
Still a fan of the show,
And I was a big John Marlena fan, too, so,
Well, and the thing of it is, too, is that, of course, I love the Demiras, and it was nice because we got lots of Demiras last week. That was nice. But, you know, I think I'm the same way, but I think what it is it's that, it goes back to that thing of balance, excuse me, and of not focusing so much on certain characters that no one likes, you know, or very few people
like. That's true. That's very true.
You know, and Ken, even though he doesn't always have it right, we'll just say, he really hit the nail on the head when he said, you know, I'd let it go on for too long with them writing, you know, focusing stories on characters that basically nobody cares about, and like practically, he didn't say it this way, but almost spamming the show with some of these characters like Taylor and, you know, a few others that I can think of, even Rafe, although I know some people like him, but, you know, having two Rafes was like, okay, come on, you know?
Yeah.
That was
Thank
too
God
much
we're
to
down
ask
to one.
For anybody. I mean, yeah.
Which is still too many, but anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I realize that some people like the character and everything, and so I'm not trying to bash him too much right now, but I'll save that for another time. But I already called him a cancer tonight, so I guess that's enough. Anyway, I'm trying to change my evil ways, but it's hard. Yeah, Rex
the power going
that room. Maybe
well, we all have
characters
we love to hate. You know, we all
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's just like Daniel. I like picking on Daniel. I mean, I'd be kind of sad if he weren't there just because it would be harder to find things to pick on people, you know. But, no, I'm really not. I wouldn't be that sad. But, I think, let's be honest, I call him Daniel. What can I say?
Come on, would you really miss Daniel
problem,
if he wasn't around?
No. I could just pick on Rafe more because Lord knows he's not going anywhere. I think that's the key is what happens is they create these great couples and these actors execute them so well, like Stefano and Kate, Maggie and Victor, and even like Nicole and EJ or Sammy and EJ or anybody and EJ.
EJ and EJ.
Whatever.
EJ and anybody,
you know.
Yeah.
Why don't we have two EJs? No, we can't get that lucky, can we? One of them just happens to not like to wear a shirt and the other one does. I mean, I think that would be a great storyline.
EJ needs a twin. I'm sorry.
That's how you could tell them apart. Is that one walks around shirtless all the time. You know, I think that would be a genius move on the part of the show. But anyway, back to the superficial. Well, and speaking of that, was Brady shirtless at all this week? Because I found myself having a really hard time.
No, he hasn't been shirtless for a while either.
It's almost like they draw straws. And it's like, hey, this is your week, Eric. You get to be shirtless.
Yeah, I know. We want the plot. We want the character-driven stories and the gray characters. But we still want skin, too.
We still want half-naked men. Come on.
That's still what soaps are about.
Here.
You know, we still want the, yeah.
That's right. And,
come on.
You know, and this week, Chad drew the straw. He drew the shortest straw or the longest straw, however you want to
look at.
So he got to be half-naked all week.
Yeah,
but yeah, I thought he was cute. Sad. I must admit, I enjoyed seeing some half naked chest. You know, he was cute.
He needs some hair on that chest. You know, real men have the hair on their chest. But whatever.
Your boy EJ doesn't have any either.
Not much. He's the exception, maybe.
Oh, man. Like, what did you talk about on the 51st episode? Chest hair? Okay.
Chest hair. EJ.
Pro or con?
Without his hair.
But it is kind of like... Early in the week when Brady was on, I kept saying, why? Why is your shirt still on? Nicole's here? I mean, come on. Take it off. Come on. Really. No, but...
there's a spoiler for next week that Brady gives in to Nicole, so maybe next week will be a good one.
Oh, there you go. And then I saw a spoiler for the week after that where he has second thoughts. Like, don't think, Brady. Just go with it. Come on. You don't need to think. Don't have second thoughts. Don't even have first thoughts. Just do it. No, but... have you noticed the kids haven't been on or have they? Maybe I just missed the episodes.
No.
The kids haven't.
You mean Johnny and Sydney? No.
Yeah, they haven't been
on very much. Theo. No, they haven't been on. Not like they used to be.
Yeah,
no.
Sierra hasn't been on either.
She hasn't been on the longest of all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like I really haven't seen many things with the kids.
Heck, they don't even talk about Sierra anymore. They haven't mentioned her name.
It kind of makes me
At least they say Johnny
nervous.
And Sydney.
Yeah, it kind of makes me nervous. I hope they're not getting ready for another round of sore assing because, I mean, I think all the kids are adorable that they have right now.
I'm wondering, will come back down 17 like Belle did, John and Molly.
Like Belle did. She was 4 and then she was 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
In their wedding.
See,
they got married and they come home
me.
Back from their honeymoon.
That kind of worries me because it's like we haven't seen them for a while and that's kind of a sign for this. But they did such a great job in casting all those kids. I mean, it's been great. So
yeah.
I think there might be riots. What's that? What?
The guy, the little boy that plays Theo, is his name Terrell?
Uh-huh.
Is that his
Theo.
Name?
Terrell?
Yeah, Theo. Yeah, Theo.
Terrell Ransom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He tweeted that he was on set this week, so I think you're okay.
Okay.
I think he said that he hadn't been there in a while, but he tweeted that he was there.
Oh.
That's so cute. He's
I'm sure they'll be on the September show. I'm sure Sierra would
should
be.
Oh, yeah, Sierra.
Yeah, she should. They all should
and that
be.
Little girl,
everybody should be.
I mean, there's never been more perfect casting than that little girl for those two people. I mean, my
doesn't
gosh,
she look like Hope? Yeah, Hope and Hope. Yeah.
Seriously,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's almost like I'd be wondering if that was.
She's feisty like Hope too, you know. She's a feisty little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She has a little
attitude. Of course, the Johnny twins are also great.
Oh, Johnny's adorable.
Oh, they're so cute. So that's kind of weird. It's like the kids haven't been on for a while, so it'll be interesting. See if they come back as the same kids. Let's see. Mm-hmm. What else happened this week? You guys saw the Friday episode, and I didn't. Did you
mm-hmm.
feel like they were starting to wrap up? Because I was getting the impression that we were going to see a pretty big difference. Maybe not a big difference.
I haven't seen a big difference. Yeah, and I mean, it was basically about Carly drugs, and she's in rehab now.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking she's about ready to be going.
Yeah, I guess that's probably part of the wrap-up. I guess that would be the wrap-up
mm-hmm.
for her, then it's getting
right.
close to that.
And Taylor's still sticking around. Now she has a job
at
the police department. Oh, that was the thing. Sammy asked Roman for this administrative assistance job that was open. She wanted to do it, and Roman told her no. And then Taylor took it. Abe wanted Taylor to do it, so they got Taylor to do it now. So she's still in Salem,
right.
So I don't know. How she's going to be leaving.
I'm wondering when she's going to get on that bus. Remember the first 2 or 3 weeks she was there? She kept lugging around.
No, but she never leaves.
She kept threatening to leave, and we're like, why, people? Why
Always
are you
does.
Talking her out of it? Get her on
yeah.
the damn bus.
Or why don't you just
leave?
Please. Yeah, she still hasn't left. And Dario's still there. We saw a glimpse of him on Friday. He didn't have much.
Oh, really?
Besides, just talking to Melanie, just talking to, you know, asking how Maggie was. No.
Did he get on a bus by any chance? Oh,
no, or a bus didn't hit him, no.
One of the two. Somewhere there needs to be a bus involved. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
there's
you know,
one. In,
you know
I'm
the,
sure there's
somehow.
One. In the,
you know.
Go ahead.
You know the original Speed movie where all the people are stuck on the bus
uh-huh.
and they can't
yeah.
go below 55
yeah.
miles an hour. Put all the characters that we don't want in the bus and. Go ahead. I mean.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
only
boy,
in the movie,
you were
only the movie we were rooting for them
Ray,
to not crash, but
Taylor, Daniel, Dario.
If Madeline were here, she would say Melanie, but I sometimes like Melanie.
See,
so.
No, I wouldn't put Madeline would say Melanie.
So,
no,
so,
no I'd keep Melanie. Yeah.
So yeah, I like her. I mean, sometimes she's a twit. Her character's a twit, but I like her. I think she's, you know, a good character. I mean, to keep her around or anything. But her daddy can leave town. No offense,
mm-hmm.
but
Chloe, but she's leaving.
But so Wiki Days. You have any other any other insights or spoilers or anything? That you can think of?
Let me think.
Not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious if you have anything burning on your mind on that.
I can't. You put me on the spot. I can't think of anything.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're always ready with something. I figured, you know, I'd throw that in.
I know.
You have some, the pressure.
Well,
having performance anxiety.
The Boston events tonight for the day's charity.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I went to that 3 years ago, the Boston event. They must have it the same
right.
weekend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about it. I had seen some pictures. Somebody was tweeting some pictures from the event.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Carrie post some things of people dancing? Was that from the event or no?
That was another event, I think.
Oh, okay.
That was,
right?
I think that was last weekend.
That was last somewhere else. Greenville?
Okay. Yeah, Greenville. Yeah.
Greenville.
Oh, okay.
This
okay.
was just, this was happening today. This was
okay.
today
mm-hmm.
in Boston this weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and some pictures.
Yeah.
And they said James had the same outfit on that he had last week in Greenville.
Oh.
The same shirt and the same pants.
Oh, cool.
There, so,
were they gray?
Guy.
Was it gray?
No, it was a red plaid shirt. A red plaid shirt.
Oh, that's different for him. Cool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it looked like a. You know what it looked like? It looked like a red plaid flannel shirt. You know those plaid flannel shirts. That's
nice.
What it looked like. Yeah, and he had glasses on. Oh, he looked really good in glasses. Sexy in the glasses.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, switching gears just a little bit because we mentioned it a little bit earlier about Marlene being on Twitter and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, and I know Save Jack. I know you've gotten to be pretty close to Dave's 45 online and everything. Isn't it cool that they're really reaching out to the fans and they're really acting like the day you dragged me kicking and screaming into the scavenger hunt? But it was really fun.
Yeah.
I have to admit. Thanks for giving me 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I've been tweeting to them more too.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I like their strategy of having us engaged and pulling us in. And you know, just having, I don't know what that person's name is. I just know Dave's 45 online, but
right.
I'm assuming it's a she.
PR
that might
person.
Be. But they're very good. They're really good at what they do, and they seem to actually have a personality and really care
right.
about the show, care about the fans. And so I think, and I know Hey Jude, you know, Judy, that Hey Jude, she posts things every so often and everything, or tweets picture, you know, promos
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and she seems, you know, she's not, I don't see her a whole lot, but I think she's pretty engaged with things. And then, like, even the writers, you know, they tweet occasionally and everything. And I just think, you know, they really are trying to keep the pulse, you know, on the fans and the really kind of generate interest in the fall and everything. And so I have to hand it to them. I think they're doing a pretty good job of that.
I agree.
What do you guys think?
I agree.
You feel like that?
They're embracing what's popular now, and I even think Twitter is probably overtaking Facebook. I know MySpace.
Oh, absolutely.
I prefer it myself. Yeah.
I have to admit, and I thought I would never say that.
Well,
because when I first got on Twitter, Marianne can vouch for I was really the kind of dragging
it was only
on
because
things.
Of Teo was the only way I got on.
Yeah.
That,
and then, of course, we finally got Lauren on, Lauren Cavalo, so then, you know, that
yeah,
gave me more,
yeah.
you know, between Teo and Lauren.
Teo swore he'd never get on Twitter, and he got on before I did. So I said, why are you doing this? You're making me go on Twitter.
But it really, you know what, in a way, it's
yeah.
so weird how the Sony
but
board went down.
But it's the best
down.
Thing.
You know, the Sony board
yeah.
went down, and a lot of us knew each other from the Sony message board.
Yes,
and
thank
that
God.
Went down because of those
what
hackers.
What have we done?
And it's
yes.
and it's so nice that Twitter really it almost I won't say it made Sony obsolete because I actually miss Sony now. I hadn't been going to it for a while before it was hacked because I was on Twitter.
I kind
but
of said
I have to admit I have to admit it was a lot of fun, and you know, you got to have the signatures and banners were fun and things like that, which we don't have.
The actors weren't on there. The actors weren't engaged
yeah, yeah,
on
exactly.
there.
Yeah, exactly. And see that way.
Well,
the actors probably went on there to read what people were saying, but
they
weren't
did.
Interacting
they
with
did.
Us.
They did.
But
yeah,
like in this
yeah,
case,
they all did.
They're actually mm-hmm. interacting with us, and so
but they never posted.
Right. That makes
yeah.
a lot. That makes a lot more fun, you know. That makes
right.
a lot
you,
oh my
do
gosh!
You,
yeah.
Do you get excited when you get a tweet back from an actor? Because I like the first time I got one, I was like,
oh yeah,
oh my god,
oh yeah.
She took a minute
oh, yeah.
to reply to me. Yeah.
Oh,
like
exactly.
Cool? I mean, you know,
oh yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I love when
I mean,
they say, when they go, is this the real one? Is this really you? Is this, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Because I've gone to
yeah.
Kristen and Ari.
Well, especially when you know they have thousands of people following them, and so if they happen to see something that you wrote, I mean, some people spam their threads. Some people have a habit of spamming some of these actors' feeds, and so the only people they ever see on there are the people that are spamming their feeds. But, you know, it is nice when occasionally something gets through. But, you know, it's fun.
They just happen to be on right when you are.
And, you know, I think it's great because it's like they're, you know, they can share or not share as much as they want. But, like, I get excited. It makes me happy every time I see a picture of Lauren posts a picture of her little rescue puppy. Well, he's not so little. He's a Pitbull/Mastiff, so he's growing very, very quickly, but he's just adorable, and so, like, it puts a smile on my face every time she posts one of him, and things like that, and it's just fun that they, you know, they can control how much they let people in, but still, and how much they share, but at the same
there's
time,
there's quite a lot of them on there from days,
you know, but
there's quite a lot,
but at the same time, it does give you that feeling, like that connection to the show. It becomes stronger, and, you know, you care more about it in some ways because you get to know these people a little bit better. They're involved with the show and the promotion department and everything. So, yeah, I think it's really been an amazing way to build a community. And
I agree.
You know, and thank goodness it's there because, I mean, like I said, without Sony, you know, how would we be getting information, you know? Because it's like Twitter, and then the occasional important thing, like not days related, like bin Laden being killed and things like that, you know, different things. You know, we learn about it because we're on there talking about soap operas. So we're like, oh, wait.
Yeah,
hey.
And most of what we're talking about is soap operas.
Something newsworthy in here, you know. So that's fun. And, you know, I think it is a little
TV Guide, you know. Yeah, and the news, some of the news agencies. So I can get that on my feed, on my timeline. You know,
I guess this
would
be a good time for me to pimp Bob Hapka, you know, Mark's dad.
I'm following him now, by the way.
Yeah,
he doesn't like Ramirez, so I don't know about him.
I know. I have to give him a hard time about that sometimes.
He likes
Raid
Police.
He likes to play with that. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to play. But and Amy Hapka, you know, his wife is on there, and she's a lot of fun. So, I mean, they're fun. And, I mean, where else are you going to, like, get to know one of the actor's parents? I mean, I think it's fun.
Right.
You know, it's
really
neat that they support the show. And, like, Bob, I mean, I think they both watch it. I mean, I'm not sure I see more of Bob's tweets than Amy's, but, like, Bob actually watches the show. You know, it's fun, you know. And so they're fun. And who else? Do you guys have any favorites that you – aside from the obvious, you know, we know Tao.
Do you really have to ask?
Of course, I follow Lauren Coslow.
I follow most of the actors on there that are there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I enjoy, you know.
Anybody kind of obscure or any, you know, anything that you can think of that's a little bit off the beaten path? No, not really. How about Steve Jack?
I think everyone should follow me, actually.
Yeah, well,
would you please repeat your handle on Twitter or whatever we call it?
And when is Matt Ashford going to get on there?
What is that, Save Jack? What's your Twitter name?
It's Save Jack and Jen. Save Jack and Jen, two N's.
Would that be one N or two?
Two N's. It's SAVE. JACKJENN. So please follow me.
I love it. There you go. And of course, Marianne, want to share yours?
Mine is at Mama Hooch.
There you go.
Mine is Cozzy Hooch.
Mine is at Cozzy Hooch because I combine my two faves, which are, you know, the Hoochies and the Cozzies. So, you know, Coslow and Hoochie, so I'm Cozzy Hooch. So, yeah, so if anyone's listening and is on Twitter and wants to follow us, all three good recommendations, right?
And follow Lauren and follow Tao. You know, they're always fun to read.
Lauren, I mean, of course, I love her anyway. She's an amazing actress and an even more amazing person. But, you know,
we even had Tao and Lauren
talking
to each other.
Well,
go ahead,
Dan. Yeah, we had a lot of fun the other night with the tango scenes from years ago who watched, would that have been in the early 2000s, around 2003, 2002, somewhere?
Yeah,
around there?
I think around there. Mm-hmm.
Lauren and Teo did a scene, a tango, basically. It was very sexy, of course. I mean, how could it not be with those two actors, right? How could you mess up the tango even if you don't know? I asked Lauren one time, I was like, well, how did you learn to do the tango? Or what? She goes, oh, I don't really know how or whatever. But it's like, it was hot, you know, whatever.
It was hot.
They figured it out. It was, you know.
It was the attitude.
I don't think anybody was.
Them. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And so we got to talking about that the other night, and Teo and Lauren both got involved with the conversation, and some different people posted clips of it and pictures and stuff.
And they made comments,
yeah. It was just so fun to do that.
And then Teo brought up the scene. He enjoyed the scene with as Andre and Kate in the pub.
Yes.
When he
held
the knife to her.
When he held her
attached.
He held her hostage.
Yeah.
Of course,
and so then I posted a clip of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Teo always has these really poetic, philosophical tweets. Of course, then he can be really naughty at the same time. But
he can be
naughty,
yes.
Course,
and he has his, but he's, I don't know, he hasn't been in a naughty mood lately. He's been his philosophical mood. I don't know. It goes for a while, and it's the naughty mood, you know, we got to work on that. But
now, is Matt not on Twitter yet, Save Jack?
But, we need Matt on there.
He's not on there yet, but we're working on it. We're trying.
Good.
So be sure to stay glued to my Twitter feed.
There you go.
If and when that occurs, I will announce it to the world, and you want to be one of the first ones to follow him.
So just be sure
you follow me.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't talk all about Jack and Jennifer and Matt. And
I know
Missy. I talk about Dave, and I also talk about anything that's on my mind, so just
And we do too.
Yeah.
You know,
working
with her.
So yeah, that's great.
Going
no,
on.
And,
like even in real life, we'll talk real life stuff too. Or you know,
yeah.
That's kind of like we did on
Sunday.
I've
met some great people through this. Yeah, I mean,
I've met
some great people that otherwise I wouldn't have ever known were out there.
Exactly.
Twitter.
That's what I've always said.
And,
the whole
cool
day, just because of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, none of us would have known each other without that. You know, so,
just because of
Dave,
The love of Dave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing is that you can meet people that you can share a really deep connection with and create a friendship out of where, you know, maybe daytime drama isn't the most serious thing in the world or the most important thing in the world, but, you know, real relationships come out of that common interest. And so that's what's great. You see people's sense of humor. You know, and because I remember when I was first learning about Sony and I was reading in the Hoochie thread and stuff, I'm like, these are so my people. I just love them. They're so funny, you know. And it's like, you know, it's neat when you can connect with
we're
people like
group.
That.
We're a fun group.
Yeah.
A fun bunch.
So we're working at getting that going on that, and we'll definitely watch.
Let me give
Twitter.
A shout out to Angela, who just tweeted something very sweet. Thank you, Angela. I know you're listening. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. What's her name on Twitter?
I think Matt would be. I think Matt would be funny. I think he would be fun on Twitter.
I do too. I think he would be very funny,
Have you met him? Have you been able to meet him? Oh, because
no,
I met him
list,
in Burlington. Oh, you have to. I met him Teo brought him down when we had his private dinner. So we got like a one-on-one thing with Matt. You know, he was just with a group of 12 of us, which was really great to meet him.
Wow,
that was so exciting.
Yeah.
That was very, he brought Brian DeTillo down to his dinner. And it was like, we got to meet those two actors, you know, out of the realm of the whole thing.
So cool.
That was awesome. Like, we didn't expect that. That was cool.
Yeah, I've never met anyone from Days of Our Lives.
That was my first time at a
hopefully
Days event.
Hopefully one day I can. One day I can.
I hope
Days
so.
Event. Yeah.
That was thrilling for me. That was in 2008, and that was the first time I was at any kind of Days event to get to meet them. So that was nice. Okay. I met Lauren.
Yeah.
James Scott.
I've spent a lot of time with Lauren. She's amazing. She's like the sweetest person, funny and everything, just the whole deal. And I have never met Teo, though. I would love to meet Teo.
And I haven't met Teo yet. That's on her bucket list, huh?
Yeah. That's definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
yes.
We thought we were going to get you there last year, but we didn't. But yeah, that was going to happen. But yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully in the next time around.
Three times for me, so.
Woo-hoo. Aside from all those Woo-hoo. Times you don't tell us about that you're hanging out with
yeah.
us. We know, Marianne. We
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you know. Now you just told my secrets. Please.
Those hop on the red eye booty calls are just, you know, I know you kind of try to keep them on the DL,
yeah.
but, you know.
Yeah.
you know, I have to say, speaking of the DL, when Chad said something to Stefano this week about keeping something on the down low, I so expected
uh-huh.
Stefano to go, what does that mean? I swear
yeah.
to you, I thought he was going to say that. But Stefano doesn't
that
know
been
like,
funny,
what
though.
He was talking about. That would have been hilarious. Wouldn't it be like, Chad, I'm not mm-hmm. understanding. What do you mean? That's my Russian-Italian
yeah.
accent. But anyway.
Yeah. Speaking
yes, we
of Chad.
We're like, we know the Damaras like to go down. What is the point here? What are you talking about? anyway.
Speaking
so.
Of Chad, didn't he get shot in the shoulder and then all of a sudden his bandage was on his arm?
Was on
and
his
then,
arm.
Yeah.
He was holding his
yeah.
shoulder and the blood was up by his shoulder. And then they bandaged
yeah.
his arm.
Oh,
yeah.
well. Details, details.
Oh, well. Details. Yeah. And then there was,
oh, yeah.
you know, well, EJ shot in the head and he's fine now. And Philip was shot mm-hmm. point blank in the chest and he survived. So I don't know. And wasn't Justin shot in the stomach and then a couple of days later he was, like, up and around? So.
Well, I mean, Jennifer had open heart surgery.
Yeah,
and
Jennifer,
her heart
right. right. So.
She's eating a hamburger the next day.
Yeah.
In the pub. Fully dressed.
Yeah, at the
no
pub.
Problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, there's a, you know, yeah, it never makes sense. Just like, you know, unfortunately, they started to write this great cancer story, lung cancer story for Kate a few years ago, and then they ruined it with, you know, just ruined it. Not her. I mean, they just ruined the story. But anyway, but yeah, we kind of joked that she had seasonal cancer. So I'm wondering if Sammy's cancer will be seasonal or won't even, you know, last a season. You know, maybe it's just going to be like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a month.
Well, it'll probably just last until September 26th. When they
Was that during her contract renegotiation?
No, wait. No, this
like,
you got to remember, this was Lexi doing the test. So, you
yeah.
know, Lexi could be, you know. And Lexi gets
yeah.
it wrong all the time, so.
I know,
yeah.
I know. Poor Lexi.
Yeah.
Poor Lexi.
Seriously, I would not let a loved one near that doctor. I'm sorry, I love Lexi. I love her as a person, but, you know, as a character. But,
yeah. Oh, good.
And,
if I was driving
she
through
called
state,
time
I
death,
to be
in
the mirror, you know.
Sick.
She called. I'm surprised when she was like calling time of death on Maggie, and then all of a sudden she realized she was breathing. I was actually surprised she caught that little detail. I was I saw Maggie breathe, and I was like, she's totally gonna put a sheet over her face. She's totally gonna like send her down the hall of the morgue, you know. So anyway,
yeah, somebody
like,
Dr. Carver, she's breathing. No, she's not. But I see the sheet moving.
No, I see her. No, for a minute, then she goes and gets a pillow and stuff. It's over her face. No,
Angela just tweeted. She just tweeted that Teo was the first days after that she met, and he came to Columbia, South Carolina in the late 80s, and she was so excited.
Oh,
late
cool.
80s, early 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yum.
Hmm. Probably the early 90s, because he wasn't on in the late 80s. Probably the early 90s. Because he came on in 91, 92. So she just tweeted to us.
Well, it's a little after the hour. I don't know if we have anything. Does anyone have anything else to add or subtract or divide or multiply? No, I shouldn't say multiply because I think of Sammy whenever I think of that. Anything else from you, Save Jack?
No, I'm good. I thank you for having me on.
Well, we're glad you joined
us.
You're
welcome.
You always live
yeah,
things
it was
up
fun.
And love having you. Yeah, our own Wiki Dave. Love it. So thank you for joining us. And Mary Ann, you have anything else? Any parting words or shots?
See you next week, hopefully.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Watch the show. if you can, force yourself.
Right.
One more month. All
right, yeah. Let's try. At
one
least
more
we can be, I know, maybe
okay.
we can play a game of the drinking game of every time we think there's a rewrite in the script, we can, like, have a drink of water or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not recommending
mm-hmm.
people drink and watch
games. We should totally do that on Twitter. When we think something's a rewrite, rewrite.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We could call it a RW. We could just shorten it to RW colon and then call it out.
Yeah.
Instead of retweet
like
RT, be like RW colon and then list out what it is you think was just rewritten or what you think might have been changed or something.
Yeah,
that would
be
like
fun.
A fun game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and then you could get Dave 45 online to, like, confirm. You could say, now, was
yeah.
this rewritten?
tell her
that we've come up with this idea and that we welcome any input from her.
Yeah, because she'll actually talk to you, which is very cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, very cool. All right, ladies, Will
mm-hmm.
and Rex, we're glad you joined us we enjoyed having you in the chat room. She had some technical difficulties tonight, but made it back in there, so we're glad you're there and made it back. And
mm-hmm.
thank you again. Well, I guess
okay,
we'll
it was fun.
See you guys. See you all next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Night-night.
Bye. Night-night. Bye.